cheese tea. Right. You're probably thinking the same as me. What the bloody... What is cheese tea? Yeah, it's a thing. It's popular in Asia at the moment. Americans are trying it. They do love cheese. They do love pizza. It might take off, but some people saying that it won't. So what is cheese tea? I'll tell you what, if you're a cafe owner right now or you work in a cafe and you want to make me one of these later on, we could do this and I'll get it up on Facebook. Cheese tea. It's a cup of cold tea topped with a foamy layer of milk and cream cheese that's sprinkled with salt. I'm not making this up. It's sometimes sold as a milk cap or milk foam in the States. It's huge in Asia. Will it ever catch on in the States? We don't know. It's a bit misleading, the name. It's a cup of cold tea, like I said, topped with a foamy layer of milk and cream cheese that's sprinkled with salt. Yuck! LA, this is LA tea shop owner Jeremy Zhang. He thinks that I have a tough time catching on stateside, where it's sometimes referred to as the milk cap or the milk foam. The concept of cheese tea, it sounds too weird for Americans to try. People associate cheese with pizza. But the San Fran tea shop manager Jasmine Chin says that her customers are starting to warm up to cheese tea, with some ordering triple layers of cheese. Unlike the American. What is going on? Cheese tea, that sounds absolutely disgusting. Would you try it? Would you try cheese tea? Ugh! Your favourite flavour of tea. Surely it is not cheese tea. You know what? I'm going to get this happening today. Stay tuned on that one there.
More there songs should end with drums.
More, says Billy. Welcome.
Yes. Thank you. How are you going?
From a drummer yourself.
Absolutely. You're speaking percussionist, thank you.
A percussionist?
We don't like being called drummers anymore. We're
really?
Percussionists.
Why? What's the difference?
Well, we have a wide palette of instruments that we can play.
Oh. So what else can you play? The triangle?
I can play timpani. I can play xylophone. I can play congos, bongos, timbales, whatever you want, mate.
Congos, bongos.
Again, I mean, you name it, I got it. Like John Lennon said, give me an avocado, I'll make a sound out of it.
You're a drongo.
Oh, no, I'm really getting personal. Yeah, no coffee for you this morning.
No, I owe you one. In fact, I owe you two.
Want to say anything, but...
In the Billy Sean coffee update,
doesn't
mate.
Doesn't matter, mate.
Maybe I'll get you a cheese tea. How does that sound?
No, what?
Cheese tea, it's a thing.
Why do I want a cheese tea?
It's huge in Asia.
Is this another situation of people messing with food and then it becomes trendy?
I'm just reporting the news, mate. It's massive in Asia and it's taking off in America. Can I explain what it is? Cheese tea, it's cold tea and it can be green or black. And it's topped with a foamy layer of milk, right? So your normal froth, I guess. And cream cheese. And sprinkled with salt.
That's disgusting. No, seriously, that's gross.
It is. It's wrong. But I'm going to have one after 9 o'clock. I spoke to Jenna from Bill and Beats. I asked her thoughts.
Yeah, interesting.
Would you drink it?
No.
Never?
I don't think so.
Nah, me either. But I've told people that I'm going to try it. So I need someone to make me one.
We can have a go at making you one.
Would you have a go for me?
Yeah, we can have a go.
All right, I'll come in after 9.
Sounds good.
All right, so...
we'll see you then.
There you go.
No, I'm not a fan. No, I'm not voting for that. some things just should be left sacred. Tea is a drink that we all drink all around the world in different forms, but stop going so nuts with basic foods. Just leave it.
If I could explain to our listeners right now that are driving in their cars, Billy's got the vein, you know, the side vein you get down the neck.
I have been to the gym this morning, but I am.
When people fire up,
I'm really fired up by this.
You've got the side vein. I'm sick of it.
You know what's going to happen? Someone will start an Instagram page, and this thing will get like 100,000 followers of like, yeah, I love cheese tea. No, you don't. You're just doing it because it's trendy, and that's the mood.
Our people can jump on our social media channels after 9 o'clock and watch me have one.
Why do you always fire me up in the mornings?
Maybe we should call it. Get a name for this segment. Billy's fired up.
You know what grinds my gears?
Billy Benatar, all fired up.
Oh, man.
There we go.
I just think that's... It doesn't even sound nice.
No.
I mean...
I'll let you know in about 2 hours' time.
All right.
You've done your homework. Thank you for that. I set the challenge for you about 40 minutes ago, and you did it within 10 seconds, to be fair. You are the music guru of the Goulburn Valley.
I need one of those big Kubra hats.
Tell us what your one-hit wonders were.
I reamed off three, which were Wheatus, Teenage Dirtbag.
Yeah, I think I got that
in. I think that was back in about 2000.
Today is International
One-Hit Wonder Day.
2001. Do you know what? It was 2000, and I can tell you why. I was in year 12. I was at the races at the end of the year. And I got one of my first pashes to that song.
Is you
that
had your much? First passion in 12.
Yeah, to that. To this song. Do you know what? She could be. What's her name? Amy Keaton.
It's not. How did you set the mood with that
Am
song?
I going to get in trouble with Charlotte?
Probably not.
Talking about this?
I should be right. She's probably laughing.
Amy Keating was her name, I reckon. Anyway, Amy, if you're listening through the Triple M app.
How did you set the mood with that?
G'day to you. Let's move on before I get myself in more trouble. Your other one was, let's go, The Knack.
Great drumming song.
Great tune.
I feel they had more in them. I don't know what happened.
Is this hard to drum to?
Honestly, not
pretty
really.
Pretty easy? No. All right. And your other one was, let's just turn it down a bit, Billy.
I didn't think this. I didn't think anyone was going to give this guy a second chance.
Oh, that is Afro Man, Because I Got High. Now, that is definitely...
Mate, I'm even from Canberra and I thought that song was
definitely
average.
Definitely a one-hit wonder. I'm just starting to fall asleep here now. That's a cracking tune.
We played that recently, didn't we? For something.
I feel like we've been there.
We played it for some reason. I can't think of what it was.
What was it?
I can't think.
Is it about legalising?
I'm just
stuff?
So fired up about cheese tea.
Yeah,
I can't
right.
let it go.
Well, you're that fired up that we're going to go to a break. We've got our 8:30 updates here in Triple M coming up after this. Thanks, Billy Boy.
Well, the Blue Ribbon Foundation is about remembering lives lost by saving others. Mm-hmm. So the Blue Ribbon Foundation was set up 30 years ago after the Wall Street murders with Damien Eyre and Steve Tynan. And it's remembering all 159 police officers that lost their lives over the journey in Victoria Police. 30 of those were murdered. So I think it's a very worthwhile foundation, but it also generates money for the community. And our project in Greater Shepparton is Golden Valley Health Emergency Department.
Oh, okay, so that's where the funds... Yep, okay.
Yep, we've got a project on the go at the moment. It's building up very nicely,
yep.
Shawnee. And So things like this Greyhound Night are going to be a great opportunity for people to participate in that fundraising.
I'm looking forward to it. I had a great night out there at the Greys there a few weeks back. I think that was the Shep Cup, wasn't it, Carl?
That's correct, yeah.
Tell us what's happening on the 6th. It's free admission as always?
Yeah, it's free admission as always to the Greyhounds. But we have Mr. Mike, a magician there for the kids, and some jumping castles. AFL's got the some handball champ things going and competition. So it should be a great little day for all the family.
Also, if you do want to lash out, and some of the funds, I understand, are going towards the Blue Ribbon Foundation, which is great, you've got the VIP option. How does that work?
Yes, we've got a VIP deck set up where we have our finger food, complimentary drinks, some plenty of giveaways on the night, and that's for $25 a ticket, and you're directly supporting as well as having raffles going around for the rest of the crowd as well. And
did I hear it right that there's a you get a bit of a tab voucher as well, or some sort of a...
Get you off to a good start.
Off to a good start?
Yeah, you can have a bit of fun on their money, so that's great. So.
All right. You get a I've got to throw these words on the end. Gamble responsibly if you are you are having a bet. That
sounds responsibly when it's someone else's money, Sean, so it's always good.
Well, yeah, really. If you do lose, you're losing someone else's money.
The thing I love about the Greyhound Night is it's you can have a lot of fun while you're raising money for the community, so it's the perfect combination. We were out there last year on that deck, and it was magnificent, Carl. You got a great facility out there, and it's great they've invited us back. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Blue Ribbon Foundation, it's going to be a great night at the Shep Greys. It's happening Saturday the 6th of October. Let's play that the weather is nice. It is very nice out there in the deck. How did you go last year, Carl? I'll ask you that, actually. You raised a fair bit of money.
Yeah, I think last year was about 4,500, our first year back doing it again, and we aim to beat that again this year.
I like what you're doing in terms of the kids. They're sorted as well. So Jumping Castle, what was the other stuff you said?
AFL's got the AFL Zone where they do a lot of activities as well. So, and we'll have gap dogs there wandering around to see people.
That was going
to
be, well, that's, you got me sold. That's me done. last time I was at the Shep Greys, love getting around there and the gap dogs, Greyhound adoption program, which it is. Yep, they come there every week and you get to pat the dogs. It's funny, actually. Have you seen it whenever the lures go past? They have to distract the dogs.
That's right. They don't forget the fun they had.
They
there,
don't. Yeah. No, because when I was there the other week, I can't remember her name. She had one of the dogs. She goes, hold on 2 seconds, Sean. And she's covered up the dog's eyes. I said, what are you doing? Is it scared of me? She's like, no, the lure's coming past. If it sees the lure, it'll take off. So
yeah, they don't forget.
How do people find out more info on what we've just spoken about? I imagine it's up on the Facebook page.
Be up on the Facebook pages and you can contact the club at any time. And tickets are selling already for the VIP deck area. So you better get in quick if you want to get one of those.
Search on Facebook, Shepparton Greyhounds. That's how I found the page here. You get your VIP tickets for $25. And I reckon, Glenn, you're going to share that as well, are you?
Yes, it'll be on iWatch Greater Shepparton.
iWatch
have a look there as well for some more details.
Well, give both pages a like if you haven't done that. But iWatch Greater Shepparton will share all the details as well. So make sure you get involved. It's a great night.
Awesome
raising
night.
Funds, Blue Ribbon Foundation. And like Glenn said, the money's staying local as well. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.